Good afternoon, I'm Khaki Walton. Voices of the South presents Holiday Spin with Sister Myotis, and that's going to open December 6th and run Fridays and Saturdays through December the 21st at Theater South, and that's downstairs in the bottom of First Congregational Church in the Cooper Young neighborhood of Midtown Memphis. Steve Swift is here from Voices of the South to talk about this interactive show that's a lot of fun. I'm glad they brought it back for another holiday season. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Well, let's talk about this because, you know, you go to see a lot of shows, but there are just very few shows that allow the audience to participate like this.
I know. That's one of the reasons we wanted to do it. We were looking for a holiday show, and this was actually done in Memphis many years ago by Project Motion. It was created by our friend Scott Ferguson, mm-hmm. who is a Chicago director that many people know. He comes in from time to time and directs at Playhouse. Mm-hmm. And he's originally from Little Rock, Arkansas. So he's familiar to a lot of people and developed this concept where it's kind of interactive with the audience. The audience members kind of get up and spin a Wheel of Fortune style wheel. And it lands on either song or grab bag. And then they have, we have a couple of different stockings full of Christmas ornaments. Audience members will choose an ornament out of the song bag, and on it will be listed the title of a song. And then a cast member will sing that song, or it might be a duet, or it might be a group piece, just depending on what's pulled, is kind of the way it goes. And then if it's pulled from the grab bag, there may be an activity or some sort. You know, they may learn a recipe, or we might have a little competition between two audience members or something like that, and somebody will get a prize. So it's just a fun night of interactive holiday cheer.
And Sister Myotis is going to be the hostess of the show.
She is going to be the hostess of the show for the evening, and it's going to be fun. She's got a lot of good ideas, and she's bringing a lot of things to the table herself.
So. Has she been working on her Christmas outfit?
She has been working on her Christmas outfit. She's been very demanding about the Christmas outfit.
Well, I just want to know where she is today. My goodness, I can't believe she didn't tag along with you.
Well, I told her there wasn't enough chairs in here for
Wait a minute. She's looking through the window out there. I think she's mad.
She's angry because she's angry. She's not in here.
Well, yeah, because, you know, she's thinking you're hogging the microphone. So, all right, come in then. Just come on in. Open the door. Be quiet. Don't make the door squeak and just come on in. Okay.
Hey, well, there, Khaki. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good to see you, darling.
Good to see you. I thought you were standing me up or something.
Oh, no. No, I just stand out there for a minute. Hope you're going to come to the big show.
Well, you know, I'd love to come to the big show because your Christmas shows are always a lot of fun.
We have a big time. We always do. And, you know, Voices of the South asked me if I'd host us up this little shindig they're having. And I told them I would and maybe help put a little bit of money in their pockets. I said anything I could do, I'd do, because I appreciate all the work they do. You know, they do work for the Children's Theater Festival and put on all kind of stage plays and whatnot. So they asked me if I'd come and do this, and it's going to be the First Congregational Church. And, you know, I love churches and whatnot. And so they've got a little space down there, a little theater that they like to run. And so I told them, well, I'd be happy to come. And so I'm going to do it and hostess it up. And it's going to be a big night. I thought it was Christmas Spin. Uh-huh. And then, you know, at the First Congregational Church, I don't know how much you know about them, but the whole place is run by hippies. I mean, if you was to think up all the hippies that ever was, and then they all got old and was scared they was going to die and decided to go to church, that's where they go to church. So they decided it needed to be called Holiday Spin instead of Christmas Spin. So, you know, we're still fighting this war on Christmas.
I know. You know, I never thought there was a problem with it, but evidently some people still find
it's one. It's a problem. It's a problem every year. So I'm using this as my platform to talk about the war on Christmas, and we'll have a big time regardless.
Have you been inspired by Sarah Palin and all the things she's been saying?
She's got a new book out all about the war on Christmas. I hadn't read it yet. I'm looking forward to it. You know, she's always got wise words.
Maybe your husband will give that to you for a stocking stuffer.
We'll see. He's pretty cheap, but he does shop at Walmart, so, and I'm sure they carry it.
Well, now, I want to know who else is going to be involved in this show. It's some of everybody's favorite folks from Voices of the South.
All kinds of people. Jenny Madden is in it, and Todd Berry is in it. Who else? Kale Christie, Cecilia Wingate.
Ooh.
She's the real funny one. Mm-hmm. And John Castro is in it, and Sandy Kozik's in it, and we've got Josh Quinn is going to be playing piano and whatnot.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, it's going to be a big time.
You going to sing?
I'm not going to sing, but I'm going to be I'm going to be pulling people out of the audience and having them draw things, and different cast members will sing this, that, and the other, so it'll be fun.
Well, good. Well, are you making any food for this big special event?
Maybe. We might have some doo-doo cookies on offer. You know, I always make them for the Christmas bazaar.
What goes in a doo-doo cookie? I'm scared to ask.
The doo-doo cookie? You never had a doo-doo cookie? My grandmama used to make them. It's, you know, oatmeal, peanut butter, and you stir up on them. They make little kind of cow patties. And we always eat them, eat doo-doo cookies at Christmas.
And I've heard your ambrosia is just out of this world.
Oh, it's wonderful. And, you know, my secret ingredient for that, and we do this for the senior citizens, a lot of them homebound and whatnot, is a can of Ensure.
Oh.
It's what gives it that special vanilla flavoring and everything that people love so much, and it's nourishing, too.
It is. You get all your vitamins
vanilla
and minerals.
Ensure and Cool Whip.
So everybody's going to be singing, and audience members are going to pick up the little Christmas ornaments to find out what people may sing or what skit they may do, and you're going to make sure that all runs real smoothly.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it'll just be one thing after another, and we're going to have a big time. We're going to start it at about 8 o'clock every night, and it's probably going to run until about 9:45 or 10 o'clock, something like that, so you won't be out too late. You know, mm-hmm. You can get home, get to bed at a decent hour, hopefully, and get up and go to church the next morning.
There you go.
But, yeah, you'll hear you some Christmas music, and maybe you learn your recipe. I might show you how to make a craft or two and different things like that. And I think John Castro, who's a University of Memphis student, he's wonderful, and he's going to come, and I think he does a little 15-minute adaptation of the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer Christmas special from years ago, the little claymation thing. And our friend Kim Justice actually kind of adapted that, and she's letting him use that, so it's going to be fun.
It sounds like fun for the whole family, really.
Oh, it's going to be fun for everybody that comes.
Everybody.
And you're going to leave in the Christmas spirit.
There you go. Look, there's a crowd gathering out there. I think people are looking for your audience. Look at that.
They are.
You better run on, because I don't want to make the crowd of your adoring.
Sign autographs, I guess.
I know your hand's going to get tired, so we'll just let Steve talk about the rest
of it. Good to see you, Kaki.
Good to see you too, Sugar. I'll see you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Now, how much are tickets for this event, Steve?
Tickets are $21 for adults, $16 for students or seniors. Mm-hmm. They can go to voicesofthesouth.org. There's a link there that's going to take them to Eventbrite, which is kind of our ticketing website. Mm-hmm. And they can buy tickets that way. Or if they don't have a credit card or whatever, they can call and reserve tickets. But for people reserving tickets, we do ask that they be there 20 minutes before showtime, or we will sell them.
All right. So show up on time.
Show up, or we will release them.
Okay. Because, your Christmas shows always get huge crowds.
Well, yeah, they do. I mean, we're very lucky about that. Mm-hmm. Last year we did a kind of a crazy thing at Christmas, and we just kind of, we had actually five shows running during December. We did shows at Theater Works, and Kevin Jones came in from New York and did an adaptation of A Christmas Carol at Evergreen Theater. We were just running all over the place. And so last Christmas was a little crazy. So we didn't have kind of the same run that we have, like where we have like an extended run like this year. Yeah, this year we've got three weekends, six shows total. Mm-hmm. So get your tickets. Come out the 8th through the 21st, Friday and Saturday nights.
And you can call the box office for tickets at 726-0800. But the best thing to do is just go to voicesofthesouth.org. Or actually, no, you said that you have the thing.
Well,
link.
Go to voicesofthesouth.org, and then you'll go to, there's a little thing that says, you can click on current events,
uh-huh.
And then that will take you to the Eventbrite site, which is actually where you buy the tickets.
Okay. Oh, that's right, because I went to the website earlier and saw a really cute little picture of Sister Miotis on there.
Oh, good. good. I'm sure she'll appreciate that.
Well, we're looking forward to it. And, you know, sometimes you just can't believe that the Christmas season is upon us. And I get a little weird about it. I'm like, well, I'm not ready for this yet. And then by the time it's over, I'm like, gosh, I wish I had gotten out and gotten in the spirit sooner. So
right.
This is a way to get in the spirit sooner.
Exactly. Well, I mean, and we're not starting till the 6th. So,
right.
I mean, you know, Thanksgiving is going to be, you know, out of the way. Hopefully everybody can wash their dishes and everything and get everything cleaned up and all of that. So
There you go.
Well, let me tell people where you are at Theater South, because they may not know. If you're in that big parking lot on the south side of First Congregational Church, then you'll see where to go, and you'll have a sign out there letting people know, because it's downstairs.
Right. It's actually the big parking lot where they have the farmer's market on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
So if you park there in that parking lot, there's kind of a side door entrance, and you go kind of right downstairs. You don't actually have to go into the church or try and find it within the church.
Right.
We have an exterior entrance.
Well, I'll see Sister My Otis and you there. It's Holiday Spin with Sister My Otis, Voices of the South, presenting this this fun holiday festive little show, and that's going to start December 6th. It'll be Fridays and Saturdays through the 21st, and again, they start at 8 o'clock, and that's at Theater South downstairs at First Congo. Again, for tickets, go to voicesofthesouth.org or call 726-0800. Happy holidays, Steve Swift.
Happy holidays, and I see My Otis is waving through the window, so I'm sure she's wishing you Merry Christmas.
She is. Merry Christmas. All right. Thanks for coming by to tell us about it. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.